Hey, happy hump day to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Deathridge, okay, science geeks and space cadets. This one's for you. Two rockin' songs about black holes, Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, and Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Remember that surreal video? Well, they have been massively streamed since that first image of an actual supermassive black hole came out last week. And in case you're keeping score, the Seattle grungy band featuring the late great Chris Cornell is winning with a total of 783,000 streams. That's up 26% from before the picture came out, while the flamboyant British prog rock loving trio Muse went from 149,000 to 199,000 total streams. Well, it certainly was big news last year when hip-hop visionary Kendrick Lamar picked up the Pulitzer for music. Well, this year the honorees have been announced, and in addition to the late great Aretha Franklin picking up a posthumous special citation for her incredible contribution to American music and culture for over 5 decades, the artist who won the big prize, the 2019 Pulitzer for music, is Ellen Reed, not to be confused with the Crash Test Dummies keyboardist and vocalist, but the LA-based composer and sound designer who is being honored for her debut opera, Prism, which keys in on the traumatic aftermath of a sexual assault and the surreal story of a mother and daughter who are locked away from the rest of the world in a pristine sanctuary. Congrats, Ellen and Aretha. Well, I'll just say it because I believe it. I park for free is a classic line from Kurt Vile's Philly slacker anthem Loading Zones. I love it. Well, Spotify has snagged the stoner rocker out of the city of brotherly love for a 2-song session, dropping a live version of Loading Zones. And I love this, from 1968, the Rolling Stones' No Expectations, a real nice bluesy warm cover of that from Kurt Vile. And speaking of the Stones, Mick Jagger has posted a photo of himself on Instagram standing in front of some beautiful flowers with the caption that reads, "A walk in the park." I think dude is basically telepathing to fans that he's okay and on the mend. Following a heart valve surgery last week in New York, made a lot of people nervous. The Stones had to cancel their tour, but Mick is expected to make a full recovery, and they're getting the message out. On this day in music history, April 17th, 1960, early rocker Eddie Cochran was killed at the age of 21 when the taxi he was riding in crashed. Birthdays, the late great Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks and Chicago rocker Liz Phair. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Deathridge. Rock on.